It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
What did I do over the weekend? Oh, thanks for asking, Anthony. I watched, this is so crazy. So ESPN2 and ESPN Ocho. Do you know about these channels, by the way?
Yeah, they play just random crap.
Well, no, not random crap, like weird stuff. And every time I tune in, it's always like cornhole contesting and stuff like that. And the way I got into it is because I have a friend that many, many years ago was a award-winning inline skater. And he would do all these tricks and he would like twirl around on one foot and drink a bottle of water while he was doing it and in and out. And they would set up these cones and he would like, you know, his legs look like rubber going through it. Mm. And he ended up being on ESPN2 in a competition, which he won. So I was like, wait a minute, ESPN covers idiots like you on rollerblades? Like, what? He goes, oh, no, no, no. ESPN2 covers all kinds of crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like the spelling bee is there, arm wrestling,
darts.
Axe throwing, stuff like that.
Right.
So I tuned in to check out what was going on. And Friday night was the U.S. Air Guitar Championship. Now, I'd love to play that for you, but you don't, again, as a podcast, you can't see what they're doing. All you hear is annoying guitar riffs for like 20 minutes. But what they do is they set up like funny moves. So after they're playing guitar, they pretend to smash the guitar. So while the guitar riff is going, it'll stop and you'll hear a crash, crash, crash. And they're miming, smashing a guitar. And they're always wearing like some wacky costume and they all think they're rocks. It's so surreal and so weird. But so anyway, ESPN2, that's what they aired on Friday night. So I thought, okay, well, this has got to be the tip of the iceberg. What else is on ESPN2 and ESPN Ocho? So I found slapping, spinning, and skipping. That's what we're going to call this segment. Slapping, spinning, and skipping. The first thing I found was a face slapping contest. This is a real thing, and it airs on ESPN Ocho. And it's one of their like highly anticipated. There's thousands of people in the audience. This is a big thing. So the championship last year, was in Russia. These are men from all over the world who have come to compete in face slapping.
Now, I haven't seen men do this. I've seen women do this, and it is brutal to watch.
Oh, there's a women's face slapping championship?
Yeah, and it is brutal. It's hard to watch. So I can just imagine what these guys are like, because I haven't seen this. So
okay, so it's two men standing across a table from each other, like a little red table, and there's like things you can hold on to in case it's too much. And I'll be honest, it feels a little bit like WWE wrestling.
Yeah, but it's so not.
So you put your hand on the person's cheek just to get like your bearings. And then I guess you can't go back too far because there's refs standing around you.
You can go back, it looks about 180 degrees.
Yeah.
Until somebody gives up and says, no more, I can't take it.
No more, right.
I see stars now. I can't do this.
And there's men literally standing across from each other, taking turns slapping each other's face. Which I feel like, at least say something offensive to somebody so there's a reason why you're slapping them, you know. Your mother's a whore. Slap.
I wonder how many people lose teeth.
I mean, one guy almost passed out. I love how everybody there is like has the cameras. People are dressed up around them like it's their big night out.
That dude's gonna lose a tooth. That's not good.
Yeah. So, like I said, I called this segment slapping, spinning, and skipping. Now it's time for our spinning competition.
Okay.
The spinning competition is sign spinning. Have you ever seen this? Like, you ever been to Los Angeles where they spin the signs or they flip the signs? There's that.
Yeah, like grand opening this way.
Right, exactly. But they're sign spinners. There is a competition for sign spinners. And since, once again, it's a podcast, so I can't really show you the sign spinning. Instead, Here is one of the main sign spinner guys talking about the competition and what is going on right now.
Stage, day two, 2020 WSSC. The competition is really, really fierce today. This is the day when you get the best sign spinners out. Round one is sort of, you know, you got to get the good sign spinners. These are the great ones. So right. We just finished round two. We're moving on to the final round, and that's where you really get to see the best competition.
God, you
and there's all
know
these guys, they throw them up in the air, they twirl around. Everybody has their own technique, the way they do it. And there's men and women, which I love.
This guy has got to be annoying at home because he's got to practice nonstop in the backyard. It's like, come on in. No, I still have time. I have to spin my sign.
And they do it to music and they catch it on their heads or they catch it behind them. It's cute. It's funny. And I guess there's some skill involved. This guy's in a costume. He got dressed like a cowboy or a cow. He's actually dressed more like a cow than a cowboy.
Wow. See, I don't like this at all because you're driving down the road and you see this guy on the side of the road. And that's how you get into an accident.
Right.
Because you're too busy watching this asshole spin a sign.
Doing handstands, catching the sign in your legs. Yeah, I mean, it's cool to watch on a plaza like that. So I saved the best for last. So we've learned about slapping, spinning, and now let's talk about skipping. It's not four-year-old girls skipping down the lane. It's rock skipping. And this was the big championship. But my favorite part, you got to play from the beginning. My favorite part are the announcers.
So it's like they go out to a lake and I love that.
And they skip rocks. But just so you know, they will explain why what you do as skipping rocks is amateur compared to these people.
Dave Omer of Erie, Pennsylvania.
And he gets his rocks from Lake Erie and brings them down here.
Now, they call him the Spider-Man. You'll notice the different stance that he has there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is like
okay,
Spidey.
So he's getting ready.
Right.
And he skipped his rock.
Close to the water.
Wow, that's nice.
And then if you see, so it does a couple of skips.
Slow motion on that one.
And then suddenly, they're going to do a replay.
Slow motion skip. Now, do you have to count the skips? Is that how you win?
36.
Yes.
That's a nice
so he had 36
nice.
Skips there.
36. Now, they have to get, there's an amateur and a pro level, and these are all pro throwers. You have to be able to show that you can skip at least 25 to get into the pros from the amateurs. So there's over second toss.
There's also a difference, Jim, in the...
So he tosses his rocks better than anybody
registration
else.
Registration fees.
He got 36. Well, no, this $1 is, rewind this, because this is the important part you need to hear.
10 whole dollar level, and these are all pro throwers. You have to be able to show that you can skip at least 25 to get into the pros from the amateurs. Mm-hmm. So there's Omer's second toss.
There's also a difference, Jim, in the registration fees. The amateurs are $1, while the pros pay 10.
Wow.
$10.
Yeah. This is a rich man's game. You can't just come in here with no folding money.
That's what I wanted you to hear. It's $1 versus $10.
Wow,
so
big number.
You, Anthony, if you want to pay $1, and I know how cheap you are, you might not want to do that. But
just
if you want to pay a whole dollar, I can. How about this? I will sponsor you.
I think I can do like six.
The eight skips. Because we're seeing some wonderful.
I grew up on a lake. I grew up on Lake Michigan. So
right.
I was pretty damn good here. At throwing a rock.
This one was, that was a 43. And here comes,
43.
43.
Right off into the water.
He better have paid $10.
Trevor Rogers curveball there.
Oh, so he had a curveball and didn't do very well.
See,
yeah,
you suck.
He was trying to be fancy. You can't be fancy.
Well, he'll come up with his fifth throw here.
You get five throws for a dollar?
$10. Remember, he's a pro.
Everything he has into this one.
You'll notice the rocks are not round. They're flat, made basically for skipping, although they're not made. They're formed by nature.
Wow.
Yeah. So you need a flat
that
rock.
That looked like a lot.
This one looks like it.
Yeah, there's way too many ESPNs. This is ESPN 8. This tells you right here, there's way too many ESPNs.
Theo Cho, the Rock River Stone skipping competition. Listen, you might have missed that if it wasn't for me.
So you actually sat and watched this whole thing?
Of course I did. I was, are you kidding? I was fascinated. These are my sports.